BBC Essex roving reporter Oliver Rogers went to meet Terry and his mum.
We're here in the front room of somebody who has some very interesting... I guess it's fair to describe it as artwork, is it, Terry?
Yeah, I suppose it is artwork, really, yeah.
Just describe your arm that's on the chair there for us.
Well, it's covered with a ship and a bird and, well, there's quite a lot of stuff on there, really. And sort of a Robin Hood and different bits and pieces, you know.
And can we ask you to get up and just stand up? And up comes the T-shirt. And it's on your belly as well, isn't it? There's a fish and there's...
Right, all over, stuff.
I mean, what got you the all-over tattoo look?
Well, it was... I started in one place and then it sort of carried on. Then I wanted to fill it in somewhere else and this just sort of carried on, you know, to like it is now, really, you know. So...
And we're talking over the whole period of your life, because you're... What, 70
well,
years
old? Well,
yeah, now,
since I was 30 years old, right. I suppose. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so getting on for about 40 years, I suppose, it's took to get as far as this. Yeah, so quite a while, yeah.
So what made you start having a tattoo?
Well, I suppose a lot of people probably have one, don't they? Which is what I did. A place called Sailor Bill's used to be down East Hill. He had a paper shop, and the kids all used to go around there on a... Saturday morning and go up to have a tattoo done. Used to be there all day, you know. And it started there from one sort of eagle on my arm there. And then it went on from that. And then I went to Dave Rossi's and what's the name? Lee's over at... Lee Simmons over at Walton. I've been for quite a few. And then Scarborough, I had a couple done at Scarborough. Margate, I've had some done, so there's some food, odd ones from all over the place, you know, really.
So do you sort of remember places you've been, people you've seen by looking at different tattoos?
Yeah, I do, yeah. And that, I could pick out all where they all come from, yeah, by looking at them, yeah.
Okay then, Terry, well let's just turn over here and talk to your mother, Pat. What do you make of the tattoos then, Pat?
I'm used now. He's had them a long time, so I don't take any notice.
Did you not approve when he first had the first one done?
Well, I wondered why he had them done, yes. I said I couldn't stand the pain if it was me.
Well, that is the thing, isn't it? The pain of the needle and the tattoo.
Yes.
But what do you think now? Don't mind them?
No. I'm used to them. Over the years. Yes.
Well, thank you very much, Pat.
Okay.
We'll let you get back to watching the television there. So, Terry... Mm. Your mum doesn't approve. I mean,
no.
What do you make of that?
Well, I don't know, really. If you don't like them, you don't like them, I suppose.
Did that encourage you to get them done? Sometimes you rebel against your parents,
no, not particularly. No, not particularly. It was just something that I wanted to do, you know, so I just did it, and that was it. It's,
what about the pain and the cost? I mean, are they quite expensive to have done, and is it painful?
Well, a bit. That's what I say. They cost £50 an ear, but it varies from place to place. But yeah, but I mean, you never get used to the pain of having it done. You know, it's the same. Although some places are more painful than others. Get around the ribs, it's painful.
I'm
you
there,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Depends where it is, really.
Yeah, yeah. And you're getting your last one done, so you've got one leg that hasn't...
I've got just this one leg to do now, yeah, that's right.
And how long's that going to take?
Well, as I say, that'll take about a year to finish this leg and complete the left leg.